Fuck, you could die. Shoving your hood up someone's ass at 60 k's an hour while leaning on another guy. It
That's
like there is some sketchy moments, but when you're in a like a pro peloton or something, then everyone's a pretty good bike rider. So the chances of something going wrong, like what went wrong the other day, gets a lot lower. Even though it looks more sketchy, everyone's a bit more solid, and people know just try not to put your bars into someone, but use your shoulders. Or when you go to like lower level races, you tap some guy and he'll just freeze up and just like start shaking and moving around, and that's when it gets sketchy, when people panic. But if you're more relaxed and you can be a bit more fluent with it, it can just ends up being a lot safer.
G'day legends and welcome back to the Press Room Podcast presented by Zwift Legends, episode 107. And our guest today is Jensen Plowright from Alpecin de Koenig. Jensen is a pure sprinter, known to have no fear whatsoever when it comes to sprinting, corners, all of that stuff. And he's also known to be quite the larrikin, as you guys are going to find out in this pod. And you know, this is probably the first time ever I've finished recording a pod, and I thought to myself at the end, "Ooh, I don't know if I can use this." So it's a bit rogue. There's a little bit of swearing in here because we do get carried away. So I apologize for the bad language. But those who know me know that I can also get a bit carried away, be a bit of a larrikin myself. So when Jensen and I get together, it's always entertaining, put it that way. So I think you guys will love this. We talk about a lot of stuff. It's an hour and 20. We really just forgot about the time. But yeah, we talk about the Giro. You know, can Caleb get a win? We talk about Plough's, you know, his attempt or his thinking about riding across the Nullarbor at the end of the season. Oof. But he's thinking about riding across to get to the Boxing Day Papas in time. So he's really keen for that. The China races at the end of the year, we discussed that. A couple of funny would you rathers and just some general chat about how his career going and different things that are happening throughout the year. So I know you guys are gonna love it. Now, legends, did you see the Seven Gravel content? I hope you enjoyed it all. I hope you have watched the video already. Google or YouTube Seven Gravel Race 2024 highlights video. It's now on the Seven YouTube channel, not mine. We're trying to build that up for the future. But check this footage out from the weekend's racing. It is the number one gravel race in Australia and one of the best in the world as well. So make sure you check it out. Our quality in the sort of production of the video and the film we make now is really stepping up a notch. So I hope you enjoy it. And in the video, right, we actually use the Cyclic Fly 6 Pro, the new dash cam or the new rear camera light combo from Cyclic. It's been beefed up, battery life 7 hours, 4K recording, and a wider field of view. I wanted to test the battery life in this race. So hooked it up to the back of Peter Mullins' bike during the Women's Elite race, around about 5 hours, 40 or close to 6 hours, I think it was. Got the unit off the bike at the end of the race, it was still going. That is what I wanted to know. So 6 hours, of course, I didn't test the full 7 hours, but it went no problem all the way through the 6 hour mark. It did get mud all over the lens, so didn't actually get that much footage, but that's the way it goes. So check out the Cyclic Fly 6 Pro. Use the link in the description below to check it out, because then they know you've sort of clicked on it and had a look. And if you're interested in getting one, TPR10 for 10%. Is the unit for you? Well, I would ask you, do you do a lot of commuting on the paths in your city area, CBD, or ride a lot in rural roads, that sort of stuff? Then it is certainly for you. It is a fantastic product if you do a lot of riding in those two sort of environments. And legends, another one, right? So of course FE Sports sponsor the podcast, and they have a number of products under their arm of sort of distribution stuff, and 100% eyewear are one of them, right? And 100% makes them elite sunnies. Peter Sagan made these guys famous by rocking their elite sunglasses. But for the people that wear like prescription glasses, right, that's kind of a, you know, it's been a tough one for prescription eyewear people, because often the glasses don't work or they don't have the special mounting systems for your prescription lenses. Well, 100%, and I've just found this out, have the RX eyewear carrier. This is for the S3 and the Speedcraft. They're probably the two most popular models for 100%, and they allow you to use your prescription lenses in those models, and it's like a seamless fit. I'm just looking at the pictures now, and the S3s, they are an elite glass. So if you're a prescription glass wearer and you're trying to find the right, a cool pair of sunnies to wear on the bike with your prescriptions, well, check it out, the RX eyewear carrier. So I'll link that description as well below. And legends, it's time to get stuck in this episode. It's Jensen Plowright from Alpecin de Koenig, and I'll see you on the other side.
Yeah, actually, it is pretty swollen through the elbow, but I don't think there's any breakages or anything. Doesn't feel too bad.
Right, Ronnie Coleman on the left.
Yeah.
Did you find your computer?
Yeah. Some guy did find it, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. And then I just asked him to send me the data and he can keep the Wahoo because it's... Team will give me another one, surely. And it'd take a week for him to post it or something, and
too much
admin.
Oh wow!
But yeah,
okay.
So he sent me the file and I got it. So
all apples. What a guy!
Although he sent me every file that I had on the Wahoo, so it was like 6 months worth of rides.
Holy shit. I don't even know how to do that. How do you actually do that? Because, like, you used to get...
He's like, transfer some WeTransfer thing.
Because I don't even know how to get that stuff off.
Oh, mate,
remember when it was like that you had to plug in your Garmin or your Wahoo?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So if you need to get the data off, anyway, there you go.
I feel like they changed it on the Wahoo that even if you plug it in, it's hard to find.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just a bit of a battler with computers. I'm not very good with tech, to be honest.
I don't know. I need
it's a long shot. As well.
I just use the maps. Yeah. I don't care about the data these days.
Yeah. Do you have a power meter anymore?
I do on my road bike, actually. Yeah. And I do, I'm getting one for the gravel bike. I'm trying to remember that story of, I'm pretty sure it was Robbie McEwen and he was telling the story about this bloke. He had to shit on the bike, and he's got his teammates to hold him while they were pedaling. Seriously, he's pulled off the Capolino, and he's literally, full,
bike. Oh, he hasn't cradled it, has he?
Yeah, bike throw style, bum over the saddle, and he just shat into the Capolino and tossed it over the farm fence. Seriously. His teammates were holding him up.
I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. That's disgusting.
Oh, I can't remember. I think Robbie McEwen told the story, but it was one of his teammates. But
was that what got him kicked off SBS, or is that?
No, I reckon he just got I reckon he got a bigger pay packet.
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh.
And needed to lose his job somehow, so he got a bit cheeky on the mic.
Yeah, maybe.
Cool. So I've never had to go to the bathroom on the, like, need to have a shit on the bike.
Something's always going to get, wrong, though.
Get like, at least to the butt. Oh, yeah. I felt pretty queasy.
Yeah.
And maybe if you nearly crash, you might check the chamois if you shit yourself. I've had teammates that have had to stop and lose a couple of socks or a pair of gloves or something.
Yuck.
But yeah, it's a rough day on the bike.
The only time I ever got close is when I had this almond croissant from a bakery I hadn't been to before, and there must have been something in the filling, and I was in stitches on the way home. I really thought it was I was going to have to jump in the Swan River, but luckily I didn't need to.
Dark thought, isn't it?
Hey, good opening too. The people love this. We just talked about shitting ourselves. The first,
Yeah, that's a bad start, isn't it? Early
yeah.
days.
What are you doing? What's on your radar at the moment?
No,
'Cause you did Turkey
seriously.
recently.
Yeah, went to Turkey a couple of weeks ago, and then now I'm up in Belgium. I just raced on Sunday, and I got three or 4 days in between races, so I'm stuck
Ooh.
in a pretty mediocre hotel up in northern Belgium, which is,
No.
it does get a bit grim.
Yeah.
I'm staying with a Polish bloke. He doesn't speak a lot of English,
Do you
so
speak Polish?
conversation, well, no, nothing, which is fair enough, but
Well, yeah,
not many people can understand me anyway, so
true.
I do feel sorry for him.
But is one of your teammates? Hang on, I'm trying to find a Polish bloke on the, oh, Tobias.
He's from the Conti team,
Oh, I see, I
Marcelli.
see, I see. Oh, good man. Okay, so you're just living the
So
highlight.
we're bashing it out here in Herentals, and we race on Thursday,
What do you
Circuit
reckon?
de Wallonie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a, is it a one day?
Yeah, what's the tour?
Tour of Boulogne, that's what it's called.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. How's your history? Do you know who
The
won it last year, brother?
Circuit de Wallonie.
Yeah.
This a quiz? Fuck.
It is now, yeah. Rideford.
I actually raced it last year.
Oh, you should
Wasn't
know.
I was creeping. Yeah, I should know,
Yeah.
shouldn't I? Was
Yeah.
it
Okay.
Hofstetter?
No, I'm looking for you, mate. I'm searching. Oh my
Oh,
God.
you have to scroll a long way
I'm
down to the bottom.
scrolling down. I'm going past Kane
No,
Richards, Leonard,
no.
all the boys.
That was a bit of a
Levi.
shocker.
There you go. You're
First
with
race
George
back.
Jackson. It was Geordie Moose. Moose. And our man Pithy, mate, fifth place. Not bad.
He got a third there a few years ago, and then
Good
fifth last year.
memory. Yeah, 2021.
I
Mate.
was talking to him last night about it.
Yeah.
He's been killing it this year. It's been good to see,
Oh,
hey?
yeah, it's been good to see. Yeah, he's been
Off the back of Great Ocean Road Race.
just throwing it down during the classics. Like it was the wins were, you
Oh,
know, the good results, you know, the top tens, that sort of stuff were sick. But I was more impressed with it just having a crack with Vanderpoel and all the rest in those
Oh,
breaks. Yeah.
yeah. If I ever had a photo with me, Vanderpoel, and Wout, I'd be framing it.
Oh yeah, big
That's
time.
pretty epic.
Yeah.
Just being amongst those guys, and when they tell you to roll, you have to roll.
Yes.
Fine. Yeah, he. I think he would have gone a lot further in some of the races if he just sat on, because he didn't actually need to work with those guys, especially. But when they tell you to go, you have to go.
Good respect though. I'm sure they'd get a few, you'd get a few nods the next day, like, yeah, no,
I
well done.
reckon. Yeah, sure. They know about him now.
Don't you reckon, like, on the other side of the coin, if you were an up and coming, say, Italian, and you were in the break and people are screaming at you to take a turn, you could just be like, I don't speak English, sorry. You know, like, you versus the
Play the dumb
Aussies,
guard.
Oceanians. Yeah, you
I
know, everyone
think
speaks, most people speak English, so you got no
Yeah,
recourse, you know what
true.
I'm
Play the Italian guard. The
saying?
Italians wouldn't roll, though. They're fucking pussies. They just sit on the whole time anyway. So
Oh,
that's nothing new.
yeah, but the big man's doing well. I'm looking forward to seeing
Yeah, he's gonna
how he
do
goes
some good stuff.
in the Giro.
Yeah. Yeah, he's had some knee issues. So I hope he can either let her recover or just pick up a quick stage win today, and then he's allowed to bail
And then, yeah,
with a good result.
well, let's hope so. I think I looked at the stage today. It's a weird looking stage. It's like they just go up
Yeah, I was looking earlier, and it just seems like a really grippy first half,
yeah, they're just
but
doing
when it's like
burn.
that, that's set such a nice tempo up there. Well,
Yeah.
probably pretty fucking hard, but
Yeah, the first go up that hill, then it's downhill the whole way, and then they just do that basically the Milan San Remo coastal route,
Yeah.
basically. Big
Yeah.
Parmesan, the break. Oh, I like Parmesan. Don't mind him. Don't mind.
Yeah, Jakobsen got dropped as well.
Fuck, he's actually not good. Like right now, he doesn't seem because he got
It
shelled
hasn't been a
yesterday.
good year for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was, his teammate was showing him up at Turkey as well. So I
Oh,
can't imagine
yes.
morale's too high with him,
Yeah.
but
Sprinting's like that though, isn't it? Right. Yeah. It seems
yeah.
very similar with every sprinter they go through it. They have these periods where they don't win or they crash and lose momentum, and then it can be hard
Yeah.
to gain it again,
Hard to come back from that, eh? When your head's been kicked in a bit. Like, see, Tim Miller has just been running on a high all year,
eh? He's
been
winning.
crushing it.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, I can't. What's Caden's done? He hasn't had a great start of the year. He's had some knee injuries, so it doesn't
Yeah.
help either.
Yeah. But even
And
like
then,
it happened to Caleb. He had that
yeah, lost his
crash.
mojo a bit.
I reckon that crash where he chopped his own wheel on Gourmet a couple of
Yeah.
Giros ago. And then the
Yeah.
next
Was that
tour,
stage one?
yeah, I think, or stage three, I think. I'm pretty sure
Yeah,
stage
okay, yeah.
three. And then it was the
Yeah.
following year, looking in good nick, get to the tour, and then he chops his
Yeah.
back wheel on Sagan. And
Yeah.
he was in the honey hole too. And then
Yeah.
I mean, Sam Bennett, he fell off a cliff. Marcel Kittel is one of the only ones I can think who actually came back from a slump,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Fuck. Pretty rough, isn't it?
Gaviria, remember him at Quickstep?
Yeah.
He was good then.
There's a fucking sword there, and then where is it? Movistar now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a Movistar.
No. Yeah.
Easy is. Now, this is funny, right? I wonder if anyone listening had remembered this. It was at the, I'm pretty sure it was the Tour de France, right? And he was at Quickstep, and back when he was winning, he was winning stages, of everything.
Yeah.
But he just won a stage, or he was, I think he'd won a stage, and he's, the camera's going around after, looking for him, basically, to get the shot.
Yeah.
And he's in the little podium booth, and he's getting ready, they've got the podium bag. And sometimes the riders get like the little Enyo hand cloth and they do the wipe down, you wipe yourself down,
Yeah.
right? And you
Yeah.
want to split the lists, whatnot. And so he wipes
Yeah.
himself down, getting himself fresh for the podium, sometimes fresh kit as well. Well, I think it's always fresh
Yeah,
kit now.
always. Yeah.
So the camera's looking for him and you're sort of following, you're watching the camera search for Gaviria. Then they catch him in this podium booth, zoom in on him, and no shit, mate, this is live TV. He's out of his bibs trying to put a fresh kit on. And I'm telling
Yeah.
you now, there's still photos on the internet.
Course
Gaviria
there is.
packing a serious punch. They literally got him full frontal on live TV. I'm not kidding. He is seriously packing some heat. You have to
Hanging
search.
like a horse.
I'm not joking. And his face was mortified because he's on TV and they held the camera there for way too long.
Why is maybe he looks back on it and goes, fuck yes. Caught me looking good.
Yeah. I mean,
Knows?
probably.
But yeah,
Anyway,
it would have
let's
been.
talk.
I thought you were going to say he was turned the other way and he was all bent over and you could see his brown eye, but which might have been worse because he would have been having the cloth and he would have been cleaning up his gooch because that's something you clean pretty quickly if you're like if you're going to do a transfer or something and all you have is
Oh,
baby wipes and you clean that, otherwise it can get
yeah.
start growing mushrooms basically.
It's anyway, yeah. It's a highbrow stuff. Hey, speaking of Turkey, tell us about that because I've heard lots of stories about Tour of Turkey. It can be, I don't know, a bit hectic, a bit messy. But you actually had pretty good. Yeah, pretty good go. A couple of top 10s, top 5s. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, just come off the back of a training camp up in Andorra. So it was my first race day, stage one. And almost unfortunately, I was in the best position on the back of the lead-out train, which we weren't sprinting for me. We had another guy, Simon, who we were sprinting for, but it got really messy. And I ended up on the back of these guys. And they gave me such a nice lead-out. And I was and I was so pinned that I was just like, I was at 200 beats per minute. I couldn't recover at all before doing the sprint. And they dropped me off in a nice position. And I just blew it. I did what I could, but
you still got out of the seat, though. Like, you got out of the seat.
I couldn't peel the skin off a custard. I was just fully boxed. And, but had I been like, had I done like a few race days beforehand, had a bit of speed in the legs, it would have been a really nice opportunity. But these things happened. And then I had another go with that downhill finish.
Yeah.
That got messy as well. And then I nearly deleted Danny Van Poppel.
Oh, shit.
As we went across the line because Anderson and Jakobsen went 1-2.
That's right.
And I was following Jakobsen through. And he sat up before the line.
No.
And you lose a lot of speed when you do that.
Yeah.
And I was sort of trying to squeeze through a gap around Van Poppel. And he sat up and I just shoulder charged Van Poppel. He said he'd kill me afterwards, which is understandable. But
well,
I think maybe looking back on the footage, you can sort of understand that it wasn't much. Oh, it wasn't far for me to go or anywhere for me to go.
Yeah. It can be sketchy when people sit up, though, because they come back like cannonballs, you know, the speed is,
Oh, yeah. You just, true. And, like, you are just trying to judge. When you're in those moments, you're just judging the speed and trying to find whoever's going quicker. And then when one sits up, it's a bit.
Yeah,
it's a bit difficult.
People must be in that downhill one. Is everyone, like, is there a lot of people are yelling and screaming, right, throughout the whole thing?
Oh, fuck yeah. Especially the Italians. they're always carrying on.
Oh, that's I think that whole, the last sort of 3, 4, 5 Ks.
Yeah.
I think that's where being a sprinter or a leader, second last man, it's where you, no one, just not just anyone can do it. You can be fast and be there. But you got to have a nutter about you.
Yeah. Oh, you got to have a good set of plums on you because there's so much going on and there's so many times that you could die, basically. Or like you take, like you're just shoving your hood up someone's ass at 60 k's an hour while leaning on another guy. There is some sketchy moments. But when you're in a pro peloton or something, then everyone's a pretty good bike rider. So the chances of something going wrong, like what went wrong the other day, gets a lot lower. Even though it looks more sketchy, everyone's a bit more solid. And people know, just try not to put your bars into someone, but use your shoulders or...
Yeah, people can take the contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like those...
When you go to like lower level races, you tap some guy and he'll just freeze up and just like start shaking and moving around. And that's when it gets sketchy. When people panic, if you're more relaxed and you can be a bit more fluent with it, it can just ends up being a lot safer.
Hmm. Yeah, for sure. It's no Office Park crit. You see those videos on the internet of... it's none of that.
The crits are fucking hard because the power's so high, but then there's a lot less, I guess, bumping and like getting boxed in. You're basically pushing wind a lot more, but it's much simpler process. It's like being a Zwifter. It's not just ride as hard as you can for the hour, don't you?
I
don't know. I haven't done enough of it.
Well, we love Zwift anyway. We love them.
They're a sponsor.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, mate.
We also
Look at that. As well. Hang on. Have I got it here too?
Boom, boom.
There you go. Matching shirts.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
No, I will be honest. I haven't been on Zwift in a while.
Yeah, but you don't need to.
No, I live in a sunny place, so it's all right.
What about this? I asked Jai Hinley this the other day. Do you have to pack your bike in the bag?
No, because the team brings a bike to the race every race. So
that's, I reckon that's a perk of being a pro cyclist, is never having to pack your bag for travel, because that sucks.
Done it enough. I've done it enough. And traveling throughout Australia, I did it enough. And it's actually amazing just packing your suitcase. You don't even need to bring your helmet.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
You could basically bring to the one day races, you can just bring a backpack because you're just going to stay the night. You might have to stay where you stayed the night before. And if you might be able to leave after the race and fly back home. So it's incredible to fly for 2 hours, not bring a bike.
Yeah.
Race
yeah,
and then that's come good. Home.
That's good.
Yeah.
You go to so many different hotels. When you, I'm sure you'll stay in some not so good ones and some good ones as well if you're like UAE tour or some, you know, like a rich race or something. But what's for just your standard, right? Your standard hotels, what are you hoping is going to be there and what are you hoping is not going to be there?
Double bed goes a long way. I don't mind a double bed.
A double bed?
Sometimes you can get lucky and you stay in a nice hotel and you might have your own room. That's a luxury.
Okay, yeah.
Here, we've got very thin single beds. But I like to come across at least a kettle and a fridge.
Yeah, okay.
Just then I make a cup of tea or a coffee or something. Microwave is a bonus, but you only get them in Australian motels.
Yeah, classic. Yep. Yeah. 50 watt.
Yes. Then you can make whatever you want. That gets you a long way, especially if you're spending a few days in a hotel. That's the thing. Maybe I'm just in the mindset of moving or just staying in the same hotel. But if you're going from hotel to hotel, basically just a kettle to make tea or coffee and then a fridge if you got a bit of yogurt or protein shake or something that you want to store in there, basically.
Yeah.
So it's the hotels in Turkey were really nice.
Really?
The big teams went to buy these amazing beach resorts with like incredible buffets and like the food was exceptional.
Yeah.
And it's a good 500-meter walk to get to your room across these resorts. But
wow, they're that big.
Absolute experience. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I was talking like 10,000 steps a day just walking around the hotel.
That is sick. That's cool, eh? Turkey seems like a cool place to go. Like if you ever get to go back to travel, that would be a really sick place to do it.
I'd go back to Istanbul. We did.
Yeah.
We didn't race around there, but we just rode because it was pissing rain.
Yeah.
And it's super slick. So it would have been heaps of crashes. It was a good idea that they neutralized the race, but we went out for dinner that night and it looks pretty cool and cool place to go. Massive city. They've got 25 million in there.
In Istanbul.
In Istanbul. Yeah, and we've got that in all our country. It's ridiculous.
That's right. I was talking with someone about this the other day, actually, like the population of somewhere else. I'm just looking at the photos.
And we have traffic.
Yeah.
Not in Perth, but in Melbourne. What the fuck?
I think I was... Melbourne traffic. I think I was thinking of... it was like... Maybe like... It was somewhere in... Oh, it was Mumbai in India. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Mumbai in India, population... is the metro area population is 21 million.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's crazy.
Especially coming from Perth.
Yeah, well, Perth is the I know,
How
mate.
many are in Perth?
I still say out loud when I'm driving down south or up north, is there is so much land. There's just so much land.
Yeah, can't get enough of
Yeah, I love it. I love the
it.
land.
Speaking of Perth, actually, Nationals, they're coming your way,
They are. They
which
are.
are exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting, eh? I think it's just
Have you had a quick look at the course?
I know the course. Yeah.
You're a bit of inside information, I'm sure, and you've got stuff that you're not allowed to say.
Nah, I can say anything.
No, oh yeah.
Well,
How is it?
put it this way, the courses haven't been released yet, but I've already guessed them. It's pretty, if you live in Perth and you know your stuff, it's very easy
Yeah.
to work out where they're going to be.
Is
But
it Kings Park that it goes up?
yeah. So Kings Park is the race will be held in there. Now the question is, you can do lots of loops, right, in Kings Park. I think it's going to loop. It's going to loop where the Swan, around the Swan, basically, because it's got to be a tourism event too, right? So it's got to showcase
Yeah,
the best parts
sure.
of the city, which is why it's in Kings Park, Botanical Gardens, and
Yeah.
the other you can do two birds, one stone, and take it around. So it goes along the Swan River, like that Boxing Day Papa's video where you get the shot. That's kind of
Yeah.
that road, and then it comes back in, and that's a 10K loop, and it's all within the city of Perth, which is the big fun,
That's good.
yeah, the big funding source.
Yeah.
So, that can be really windy. The climb in Kings Park is
Is it not
not.
sheltered by buildings or trees? Is
Not
it pretty
really.
open?
Well, when you go outside of Kings Park, it is.
Oh,
It's open, but in Kings Park, it's but it can still be really windy there. It can just it's either headwind or tailwind.
yeah.
So. Yeah, and then the criterium, well, I think that's still up in the air, but we did a big Perth City criterium late last year. We got some funding from the City of Perth to run it, right? And
Yeah.
it was elite, so sick. There was, I think, oh man, so many corners. I think like 17, 18 corners is hectic. What?
Jesus.
You would love it, mate. You would love it.
That's my honey hole.
Yeah. And
A bit more than Sturt Street. Two
yeah, so
corners.
the other I do Sturt Street is
I
Sturt
like it.
Street's good. I like it too,
Iconic.
for the
Yeah.
atmosphere, for the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Or the other alternative is a very similar sort of hot dog style along the Swan River as well.
Yeah.
Which that would be okay, but wouldn't be as good of a viewing source, you know.
Yeah. I think the idea of just like, because the corners are a bit slow when it's a hot dog course. It'd be nice to have a bit more faster corners, then you can get it's just better as a viewer. And for new
Yeah.
viewers, people that don't really know anything about it,
Yeah.
that
Oh, for
stumble
sure.
across nationals.
Better for
And
the
then just like
newcomers
seeing
too.
guys pin it through the corner, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, that's
Yeah.
like the other course I was talking about that we did the test event is that's in the middle of sort of like a the city district sort of thing where all the bars and stuff are. So that's where,
Little
yeah.
bit like they had the one in Adelaide during the Tour Down Under.
Yeah, people's
They
choice.
had the Trek Knight Riders crit a few years ago, and that was sort of when similar roads to the TDU one, but it was sort of like, yeah, just a little bit different, and it had a few more corners in it. It was cool. That's just what I'm imagining for it.
It's gonna be good, mate. So there's actually I'll have to send you a video of what it's like, but yeah, we're excited, man. It's for people from WA. We're always used to traveling to all the races, so it'd be nice to,
Yeah.
not have
Now,
to go anywhere.
that actually leads me beautifully onto my next thing.
Oh
Not
yeah,
that I'm planning this podcast, but
it's Jensen's plan. It's the plough was.
I'm Plough's podcast. I'm actually manifesting an idea I've been thinking about for the last couple of weeks
Right.
about riding to Perth from Melbourne
Oh,
for Puppers and Nationals.
really?
Yeah.
How would you, which route would you take? like across the Nullarbor?
I think so.
Oh.
Now, I know it's rough. When you get to that point, it's not as nice. But a pretty cool adventure.
It would be cool. Yeah, it would be cool. I reckon, like...
What are your thoughts across the Nullarbor? Because
I have
this is the
thoughts.
only bit. It's the only bit that concerns me.
Honestly,
up until I get to WA, it's fine.
Oh, I love that. You know that indie pack stuff, right?
Yeah,
I love the idea of those crazy big rides. It's what I love to do the most these days. But I think the Nullarbor, I don't think it should be ridden on because I think it's too dangerous, eh? Like there's no shoulders, the trucks. You know, it's more about the trucks, I think, because
the trucks do worry me a bit.
Can't you go down the bottom way? What about going along the bight? You know,
well, if I could, rideable, and if it's sealed road, I would do it.
Yeah.
Well, I need to actually talk to Theo Yates because I bet he's
He
ventured
would
that
know.
way.
He would know.
He would
Wow,
have.
mate, you can't go on another board. It's not good.
My backup idea for going across the Nullarbor is just get motor paced across that pit.
That would be sick, actually. That's different. Yeah, if you
Yeah.
maybe.
Because at least then I'm doing maybe 60, 70 Ks an hour.
Yeah.
Just shortens the time period that you're out on the road and you're in a car or behind a car.
Yeah. No, that's different. If you do that, that would be all right. You could get the KOM, mate. No one would touch it.
It's a bit of a shift for whoever's driving,
But yeah. I like it. I like it.
I'm glad you're on board. And I'm like, are you really doing the full trip if you do motor pace behind a car for a bit, or is it
No, I think so.
Still legal in the achievement?
I think it's still legal. No, I think
All right.
it makes it. I think most
It's
people
a safety
would be happy
concern.
with
It's, yeah, purely for safety.
But you know what, mate? Speaking of puppers, which I was just, this is about today's episode, which is going out today, with
Yeah.
Jai. We were talking about it. The police are onto puppers. So,
oh, no.
seriously, like they must have watched. I mean, there's a lot of hype, not just the videos that I made, but there's some other guys that,
Yeah.
make videos, Photo de Course have made one. Zach Williams is out there taking photos, and yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But they've watched at the start. There's a, I don't know if you ever meet Guy Kalma, maybe not,
no,
not quite, maybe a couple of years
well.
above.
Yeah, go on.
He's like the patron, Big Kalma, and he will love this too. He'll be lapping it up. Tour of Perth winner, he loves it.
Yeah.
He like does the speech at the start to say, you know, just keep everyone safe, don't be a dickhead, don't take
Yeah.
shortcuts, yada yada. And someone's watched the video where I include that in, and they're sponsored, his teams, the local teams, like a company called Unicorn, like a, I don't know, some
Yeah.
big company. And they've called up Unicorn saying, the police going, we want to talk to this guy because he's in the kit. And the Unicorn legends, apparently, they said, no, we don't know him. Don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Because they
Fuck
all love
yeah.
the cycling stuff. It's
That's a
sick.
sponsor's nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get a sponsor. Like, well, at least a rider. Imagine getting the call. Yeah, you've been spotted out going through red lights.
Yeah. Well, you know, that doesn't even happen at Papa's. It honestly does not happen. So there's more eyeballs on it. And there's been a few rumors that, you know, it might be harder to go ahead this year, but it ain't
Might
going
gain
anywhere.
some fire. Might be good for it.
Yeah.
Might be.
Bit of notoriety.
It is. Every year it gets bigger and bigger from what I can see.
It definitely does.
I'm like, I want to do it. And there's a lot of guys from Melbourne that want to do it as well. So I
well,
think this year,
yeah.
National Tour of Perth, I'm definitely getting to Perth in time for Puppers.
Yeah, that's good.
And
I think
staying
you
there
might be
2
the only
nights.
one too. And I heard another, well, I didn't hear another rumor. One of the commissaires told me that they're going to try and get the what's the wheel race they usually do in December? The Bernie?
Oh, fucking Austral.
No,
Yeah.
the outdoor carnival one. Not the
Oh, well, there's all the Tassie carnivals, which is Bernie Davenport, Lonnie, and
I think they want to do a carnival out in WA in December.
That's good. Chrissy Carnivals.
Yeah, I think something like that. That's what Louise told me at Ballarat this
That'd
year.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Because trying to make it more of a logistical, you know, more just logistically worth it to go, because, you know, the teams like...
I mean, you have to bring a whole other bike over, but if there's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be guys driving over with trailers.
Oh,
they can take a big bike.
Bridgeley,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
they'll bring trailers over. So hopefully everyone can put a track bike on and have a go on the carnival.
You know how I got to an and under from Ballarat this year?
Did you ride your bike?
No. No, I had, put it this way, I had a lift, right, sorted. Anyway, he sorted me out a ride, and we sorted that at the start of Nationals week, and I was like, wicked, sorted, right? And I'm staying at the uni. The last day, Turbo goes, oh, now the we can't, because I was going to be driving over one of the Green Edge cars, right? Because, you know, they had some spare cars. But then the last minute they changed, they were going to do a photo shoot with the cars or something. So now... it was taking 2 days, and I needed to be there, you know, for so that fell away with like 1 day left on the Sunday, mate, Super Sunday, and I was like, shit, how am I going to get across? Anyway, Turtle comes up with another plan. He goes, right, Chris Harper's dad is driving across, but he wants to get on the source with the boys, you know, because Green Edge had such a good time, so he can
true.
Someone to
Yeah, fair
drive
enough.
In the morning, because he'll be totaled. And I'm thinking,
yeah,
you beauty. And then, I had another backup plan, and I actually ended up telling them, yes, I will go with you guys, Harper, or Harper's dad, don't worry about it. You know, you'll just have to drive yourself. Both of them fell through the first one, and then I rung up Harper's dad again, and he had already left, so I had nothing. Literally, mate, nothing at 10 o'clock the next night. So I caught the bus.
Jesus.
Yeah, caught the bus. I caught the V line train to some random bus station. Like, I just got dropped off literally in the middle of the street, 2 hours from Ballarat, and with my bike bag, like a huge luggage bag.
That and then, actually haunts me, having the bike, though.
6 hour
it's
bus.
It's like a mission, isn't it? Yeah.
Six
Six
hour
hours.
bus, mate. Actually, I had to do a bus, then a train, and then the 6 hour bus to Adelaide. Oh,
Such a mission.
Guess how much it costs?
It's either really expensive or really cheap. I reckon $150.
$30, mate.
Oh, what a steal.
And I'd do it again.
You would.
I would. I would. Because they even have a little... I'm telling you, the V-Line bus, they had a little slot for my bag, my bike bag.
Oh, that's good. That's good recommendations for anyone out there that actually wants to go and do maybe ride from Adelaide to Melbourne or something, and you train up there first and ride back. Or
yeah, honestly.
That's really good.
It was comfortable. And I didn't even ride a bike in Ballarat at all because it was pissing down the rain.
Yeah, it does do that there, doesn't it?
Ah, oh, it does, mate. Ballarat. Yeah.
Well.
Are you watching the Giro? Yeah, I'm watching that.
Dude, I'm not even watching.
Nothing.
Well, no, I've just got I've got a Pro Cycling Stats live feed.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And we're all battling without GCN.
It's tough without.
It's shocking.
It's tough. So what, don't you have it over there?
We've got, I can find Euro. I've got like a Eurosport thing.
Oh, because
I've got it.
Isn't it Discovery?
Oh, mate, seriously. I don't know what's going on. But I've got this subscription in France, which is Canal Plus. And it's got like Formula One and bikes.
Oh, yeah.
So I just paid for that.
Yeah.
Only issue is it's in French, so it really kicks me into gear about learning French.
Oh, that's good, mate.
It might actually be good, but at the moment it's kind of annoying.
When I caught up with Sarah Gigante at TDU, she told me about Duolingo, right? And I,
Oh,
since
yeah.
this day, mate, I'm on a streak. I'm on a
What's your
streak.
streak? I've got a streak as well.
Oh, well, it's not going to be as good as yours, but I'll tell you what it is anyway. So everyone will know in this conversation I had with Sarah, I'm still going, and it's because
Good man.
I committed to everyone, man. I'm 107 days French.
Jesus, that's good.
Is it?
Well, that's, I like the commitment from a guy who's not, well, not going to spend that much time in France.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
That's very impressive. And I'm someone who lives in France, and I've only been doing it for, well, I've been doing it for 400. I crossed over
Oh,
400 the other day,
that's good. That's good.
which doesn't mean I'm fluent. It
Yeah.
means I do one lesson a day just before I go to bed and hope something sticks and sinks
You
in.
know what's funny, right? Is you remember Megan? She's got on as well, right? So Megan's on it. Now, none of us, we don't, neither of us wants to give up because then the other streak, we're on this competition of who just keep going.
That's
So, like,
good.
you need those things. You need a little bit of competition. If you're going to try and learn a language using Duolingo, you need
Seriously,
games.
if my streak wasn't this much, I would probably not do it. But it's just that I want to hold my streak, so it forces me to do it.
You know, Kino's is like, he told me his is near 1,000. He's in the nine.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's in the 900s, I'm pretty sure.
That'd be, that's
That's
good
the end.
commitment.
You know the language. Like, if you're doing 900,
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
you
Actually,
know it.
I'm at 400 and I know fuck all. So seriously, if he's learning as much as I am, he's not that far ahead.
Yeah, you need to do the lessons and stuff. It is good though.
You need it. Yeah. You need to talk to someone. You basically need a partner that speaks the language.
Oh,
But
when I was in Japan earlier this year, and
it's good. I want to go to Japan.
oh mate, you got to go there. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm yet to do a tour of Japan.
Oh, even to get some of those the cri they do the criteriums there now too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yep.
But
Japan Cup.
Japan Cup, what am I going to say?
You went there.
Yeah, did. Is that it? That was all I was going to
That's a
say.
good story, man.
Oh, no. Okay. So, a lot of the Japanese, you know how, I don't know if other people know this, I'm sure, but Japanese have like a big obsession with Disney, right? They love Disney. It's crazy. You go
Yes.
to Disney World,
Yes.
actually kind of weird there because everyone is so into it. And I love
Yeah.
Disney, I love it. But I don't love it that much. I'm not a grown man rolling around with the Monsters, Inc. full hat
Yeah.
on,
Yeah.
and
Are they
not
fully
those.
dressed up? Have they got everything
Hey,
on?
yeah, well, that no, because you can buy the merch, right? They have the little
Yeah.
hats and all that stuff. They go
Oh,
crazy.
little Mickey Mouse ears.
But
Yeah.
one of the reasons why Japanese people love Disney so much is because a lot of them learnt English by watching the Disney films.
Yes.
And one of the
Yes.
Yeah, this guy told me that I met there, and he said, "Yeah, a lot of we just watch the cartoons, we watch Disney, and that's how we learn the English language," which is crazy.
That's so good, isn't it? Yeah, when kids know really good English in like Belgium or France, it's like, yeah, because YouTube's in English basically. So they're just spending so much time on YouTube, parents think it's a waste of time. Actually, learning English.
Think
So
again. Yeah, think again. Do
maybe if
you
they transferred everything into French, would be better off.
I need to work on it. I need to keep going. Do you think back to the Giro, do you reckon Caleb or Caden can get a win?
I think they'll.
This
I'd
is
love to see them
good.
both get a win.
Yeah, I really love to see
It
Caleb
would be nice.
win, to be honest.
Caleb is fucking due for a win.
He is
And
so
he's,
new, mate.
man, he's still got it. He's just in a bit of a slump. Caden, not in a slump, just had knee injuries. And he's such an engine on him. So I have no doubt both of them can win a stage. And we would love to see that, wouldn't we?
Oh, we would. You know who I think the key part is to for Caleb's win, if he gets one in the Giro? I reckon Plapp has to be involved.
Right.
He's got to be involved in that P4 role or something, just to get the whole, you know, because he can line the bunch out for a while, and that means you just have to fight.
Seriously, Plappy is the strongest guy in the bunch. But if he could ride the bunch and not sit at the back, he would win so many bike races. He's so strong.
He is.
And a good character.
He's a bloody legend. They
just can't ride the bunch.
He needs his own leader.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, if you put him on the front, if he could teleport
to the front,
he would be if he could just jump to the front with 4K to go, he'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah, because imagine this, mate.
And we would love to see that, wouldn't we?
In the white bibs too, in the white bibs.
Yeah.
You know, sunny, hot day, it's 30 degrees.
Just lining it out with five Jayco boys behind him.
Well, who would you have? Because we've got, what have we got here? You'd have, look at this. So you maybe have DeMarkey brings up Plapp. The train's there at the front. DeMarkey brings Plapp up. Plapp does 5Ks till 3. Then Hepburn does the next kilometer. Then you've got Welshie, the big dude, Mezgets, and then Ewan. That's the pilot, the final 1,700.
Yeah.
That's doable. That could happen.
Yeah. That would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Zana scared. You know, he's in the back. No, I like Zana, actually.
Yeah, Italian's just...
But let's hope so.
I reckon there's enough sprint stages at this Giro, isn't there?
Yeah, there's heaps. Six.
Mind you, that last... Yesterday was grippy. That's a rough stage for a sprinter. And... We do love to see Poggy having a crack consistently.
Mate, he's so exciting. Like, I don't care if he wins by 5 minutes and it always looks like he's going to. He races with, like, it's exciting. He wins in exciting. Yeah. You know, Macro and I, Dave McKenzie and I were talking about this the other day. I think, you know, remember Chris Froome. Everyone really just didn't like Chris Froome and Team Sky when he was winning because they really raced boring races. And
robotic.
Yeah, I still liked watching it, but it wasn't exciting. There was no attacks. There was no nothing. They just rode people off the field. But with Pogacar, it's obvious nothing goes wrong. He's going to win GC easy. But he's attacking everywhere, and it's like it's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, even on a sprint stage, he could just relax, save himself for stage 5 is probably the next one that he has a crack on. Not that I've actually looked at any of the stages.
Nah, like stage 8.
I bet he attacks before then, though.
Oh, I bet he does, yeah.
He's such a flamboyant bloke.
Yeah.
And just, if it feels good...
What I was going to say, how about his turn when he came over the top of G, decided he was going to pull a turn, and he's just gone and literally ripped his legs off like...
Yeah. Yeah, I love watching... I love seeing G still at it.
Yeah.
He's still got it, eh?
Mate, he knows what he's doing.
He's starting to look old, but...
He's, you know what? He's getting grey hair. I saw it when he was getting his hair cut.
Yeah. You probably don't need binoculars either for that. Because when Poggy was going and then G's on the wheel and he's sort of got maybe a slightly old-fashioned position and he's just looking a bit fucking like he's hating these young guys. He was suffering. I was feeling for him.
I don't know why. I like him. He's probably the only dude who can hold the wheel at the moment.
He's so impressive. And you know, nice guy.
You know, the giveaway for G, when I know he's in form, you can always tell, is when his nose becomes skinny. That's because his face holds a bit of weight. So when he's in his off-season, he turns it on, gets on the schooners. But then when he's getting ready for his races, his nose gets pointier and pointier. That's the giveaway. Look out.
I'll be looking at every Despicable
Me style. Okay. Wow, mate. Alperson, you got some great. This is a rogue pod, too. I'm loving this. This is good.
Yeah, we've stuck to no structure here, haven't we?
This is.
You didn't even have a question for me, did you? I'll see you at 3 o'clock.
I went to go to the website of Alperson de Koenig, and I've just typed in Google Alperson Rogue instead of what I was actually meant to say. So, Alperson, right? You've got some solid sponsors. Okay. There's a solid sponsor, especially the bike sponsor. Love Canyon.
We love a Canyon.
But what is something that you receive from the team that's not related to the bike that you really like?
That I really like?
Yeah, like you know what Jai said from Bora? He said at the end of the year, they get given a little chopping board and an apron with their name on it.
Mate, we don't get spoiled like they do.
No apron.
We don't get an apron. Seriously, we just get whatever's left over at the end. I do like, we get...
There's got to be something.
We get these Oakley bags, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's... We have to travel with these all the time. It's bloody handy. It's massive.
Mm.
Goes over the shoulders and can also just look like a... Yeah. One of those.
Like it's a backpack and a duffel bag style.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's just, it's perfect for everything I need. Mm. It's got enough compartments in it. I know exactly where my passport is in it. It lives in there just for anyone that's going to rob me. Yeah. And you could fit everything you needed in it. Bloody good. I don't think we get one every year. I think it's just... When we join the team.
Okay. That's good.
I'd love to have a couple of them floating around.
They're a good bag. Can't go wrong. Jai said the same thing. Yeah. He said the Evoc bag. He had the similar one. Evoc backpack.
Yes. Yeah.
So that makes sense.
And that's something you carry around so much and you just become very close to it, you know?
Yeah.
Has a place in your heart.
Yep.
Some of the clothing's getting pretty good now. We just got a new batch of Food Maker clothing. We've got brave colours, mind you.
Yeah, show us one. This is why you got to watch the YouTube
channel. Now, I'm not a clean guy, but this turquoise blue is going to get very grubby. Lovely colour.
That's good.
I'm looking forward to it. We've also got a white one as well, but
what's going to get Food Maker.
Food Maker. They make all their, like...
Yeah, I can see that.
And, they make like pre-ready meals and stuff. So we'll have them after the race.
Oh.
They're pretty tasty. And it's all grown in Belgium and
yeah. I thought it was a clothing brand.
Well, they make clothing, which is really strange. I can see that.
They've got an upgrade
on their. They had the trackies last year. You know when you put your foot through it and all the fluff from the inside comes out?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was last year, but they fixed them up. That's good.
Okay, that's like the cheap Aldi pants, and now
got the premium. It was shocking, but they're good now.
The Nike, you've now got the Nike polar fleece. Well, I've just looked at the website, and they've got big Jasper up front too, just up front and center.
Yeah,
and then
I'm surprised Vandy's not on the.
He's second as you scroll down. Yeah, he doesn't get front page. And then, where are you, mate? Where are you at?
Oh, and down the bottom, mate.
Oh, you've got to look at this website. They've got Jasper in the all whites. He's got the white shirt on, the white shorts. Wow.
Yeah, see, that wouldn't last long. We had green pants last year, and I was wearing them in Turkey, and I spilled coffee all over them. They're fun. Oh. Hey, I don't have anyone that I don't know how to clean it well enough.
What do you think?
I don't have a girlfriend at home.
You don't have there's no washing machines in that hotel room either.
Definitely not here.
If you oh, that's right. Yeah. What do you think of Pog's Giro kit? Do you like it? Some people don't like it.
I like that he likes it, but I don't know about all the different types of pink.
Yeah, the
He's got
big.
about six different shades of pink.
Does he?
Have a
Hang
like
on.
the
I
nicks
thought
are different, the
yeah, the
jersey's
knits are
different, the
different.
shades are different, the helmet's probably different.
The helmet
I don't know what
matches
he's got.
the shirt.
Has he got pink J's yet?
He's got pink what?
J's, like shoes.
Oh, James. Nah, you can't. He's got the overshoes with a little pink accent, but you can't wear the shoes yet. I mean, it's only the third. You've only had it
Oh,
once.
yeah. I bet they've made them for him, though. DMT have, for
Oh
sure would
yeah.
have pumped a few out.
I think you need to have the I think you need to be wearing the jersey for at least a week before you can bring out the bike, you know?
They've already brought it out, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, but I mean the full. They've just done a few, the logos are pink, but I reckon
Yeah.
the full wrap.
I think for a guy like that, that so hard to beat, you could
Yeah.
probably start flexing on day three. Maybe
Well,
it'd be cool, like what if his odds are like a dollar oh one?
I wouldn't even bother looking. Yeah, I don't know.
Like it's
No, he
and
can't
he's
lose.
just yeah, he can't lose unless he bins it.
Yeah, that's
It's
the
the
only
only
thing.
way he loses. And he's already in pink. And for sure somewhere in that mechanic truck is there's got to be two or three pink bikes in there.
But what about all the teams who make that stuff and it doesn't get used? You know, that must be,
Obviously, I've been thinking about that as well.
you
Like you,
know.
or just being one of the riders that might be in that skin suit or on that bike, and then just like seeing it at the back of the truck, it just waiting for you to fucking win a race. And then it's like that's got to be an added pressure as well. Like they put so much organization into painting a bike or making it, or like a one-off kit for you.
What do they have in the
Like,
Pulte bus though? They just have a pair of like intermediate sprint mitts, you know, just at the back.
yeah, I bet they do, eh?
Just with the down light on them.
Yeah.
This could be
Blaming
yours.
square me.
This
Yeah.
could be yours if you go on the
Yeah.
break and the test
Motivation.
time. I do like
Yeah.
okay, what about this, right? I've got a couple of scenarios which you can accept or you can not accept, right?
Is it
So
just one or the other?
no, it's just you could either have this
Right.
occur or you can just say, no, I don't want it.
All right.
So you get to have a 2000 watt sprint, but the trade-off is you have to wear a do-rag every time you ride or race.
What's a do-rag?
Yeah,
Is this like a
oh man, I'm gonna have to edit this so much.
yeah.
It's so good. No,
it?
it's the bandana. You know, the bandana.
Oh.
You know, they tie it up at the back.
Oh. I'll
So
pass on that. Sorry for any listeners. Miscommunication. Oh,
So you get the 2000
fuck.
watts, but
That's like a
you've
90s term, isn't it? That's got to
got
be a 90s term. That's not. That's
to.
before my time. I've never heard it.
No, it definitely is the do-rag. It's called bandana, but I love the word do-rag. It's just funny. Oh, shit. That's so funny. So, I mean, I would take it. I would wear the do-rag for 2000 watt sprint.
Oh, yeah.
But while you're racing, that's not so bad, I reckon, because if you win, who cares? But if you when you're
Yeah.
training, because people will be like, they might not know that you're good.
Yeah, true. I don't know. It's a bit of a fashion item. I don't know. It's my cup of tea.
Pantani,
Although I'll get a
mate. Pantani
fucking.
wore it.
I've got some haircut on me though, so
You
I
got
can't say too
the
much
hair.
about
The hair is good.
fashion.
There is good.
I actually gave a bit of a trim today.
You did it.
Yeah, I've been cutting my hair for 5 years.
Really?
Literally. Yeah. Which does mean the back is one size longer than the other.
Yeah.
Because I'm just guessing.
Close enough.
So it's usually a pretty half-ass haircut, but
Saving money. There you go.
yeah, stick it and help. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what
Next
about this one?
scenario.
Next scenario. Your contract is now worth 10 times as much. You get paid 10 times more, but you can only race the Tour of China for the rest of your career.
I'll take that.
Have you done Tour of China? I just hear about it being, you know.
I haven't. Oh, I did. I did Chiang Lake last year.
Oh, did you?
Wait, no, not Chiang Lake. Tour of Guangzhou. But this year, I might be doing Chiang Lake,
Sick.
which I hadn't heard of until I Googled it, and I was talking to Matt Denham, and he's like, "Yeah, you know, it's at like 3,000 meters."
It's altitude. My mate
I was
told me.
like, "Surely not China's flat." No, I had a look.
Yeah.
Fucking every stage starts at 3,000 meters and goes up to 3,500, 3,600.
My mate Tom went. He was doing some announcing there for the women's race, I think. Like just calling people up to the podiums. And he told me that during the race, they have just volunteers spread out for the entire race.
Yeah. It's weird.
But they don't face the race. They're looking.
Yep. Oh, it's actually my least favorite part about racing in China is there's thousands of volunteers standing sometimes like 50 meters apart, even 30 meters apart for the whole length of the course, and they're not facing the race. It's like they're waiting for some ambush and they've got to stop it or something.
That is
But
so weird.
It would make me feel more comfortable if they were facing the race,
Yeah.
maybe enjoying it, taking photos. But you see some people facing the other way and they have their camera and they're trying to film the race while looking the other way.
They'll get deported for that. They'll get taken out.
It's fucking strange, eh?
I just want to see a photo of it because, like, even though I can picture it,
yeah.
They probably wouldn't allow.
It happens even in Turkey. They had military every like kilometer.
Yeah, well, that's a bit different, I reckon, than just a citizen,
yeah.
You know.
But still, it's
what are they
we're
expecting
racing
to
for
happen?
Like 200K, like
yeah.
But I get it. Like, it's not even just like a small street coming in. Like they're just stopping traffic. It's just like in the middle of nowhere. And they're also just facing a paddock.
I hope they get like a lunch pack, surely.
Yeah, they do actually.
Okay. All right. Well,
so it's all worth it.
It's all worth it for that lunch
to
pack.
Face
Yeah.
The whole way.
They're
but
just
it's
still
super
there.
Strange.
They don't move
yeah.
for their entire
yeah.
life.
It feels like that though. It just feels like
it's weird.
There's like a controlling power.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like it does feel it is just uncomfortable. Like you just want people to be doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
Or enjoying the race, having a good time. But then
Yeah.
They're just yeah.
Yeah,
Anyway.
They will.
They've
Okay.
missed that they shit people to like
Maybe they're
come and
prisoners.
cheer.
They could be
Oh.
prisoners.
Almost hope so. Then they're getting
Yeah.
some fresh air. Yep.
All right. So this is the next scenario. You can win. No, you win an Olympic gold medal. That'd be amazing. But
that would be good.
The downside is that you have to tell. But every time you meet someone new, you have to tell them you won the medal, even in front of your friends.
Oh.
The rest of your life. Hey, nice to
I
meet you.
actually,
My name's Jensen. I'm a gold medalist.
You are a wanker. That No, I would actually happily not win.
Yeah.
Because that you would have zero friends.
You'd have no friends. Except other gold medalists, maybe.
Yeah. But you'll have zero mates. And there is other things apart from sport.
Yeah.
So I would definitely pass.
But, at the moment,
these are good scenarios, though.
They are. I just thought of them quickly before we started talking. So at the moment, you've got a 2,000-watt sprint, you ride with a do-rag, but you only race in the Tour of China, and you're a multi-millionaire. This actually sounds pretty good.
Sounds all right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Where do they get the money from?
The do-rag sales. You sell your own do-rag. Oh, the plow rag. Oh, no. Nah, yeah. That.
A rag with, well, I was going to start a clothing brand with called Get Plowed.
Get it.
Get Plowed. And maybe on the back says, I got plowed. If you lose.
If you lose. That's actually good.
That's we sort of brainstormed and made some product back in the Track Academy days.
Is that right?
So, good memories.
Yeah, I once bought a pair of socks off Adam Blythe because he used to take the piss out of all the riders, you know, in like 2018 wearing aero socks in like the Nations Cups and stuff. So he made just a pair of normal socks that just had aero socks on them. I bought a pair. I've still got them. They're too small. It's the worst quality
sock. No.
No.
Maybe for the girlfriend.
Don't wear them.
Well, it's a good memory. And maybe you could sell them on.
I could do it. Yeah, I could do it.
Hot property. Oh, I'll throw this out there. I'm giving away a free Pimapan skin suit, and Pimapan is the sponsor at Tour of Turkey that we had. So it's like a one-off kit. So we're giving away a signed skin suit.
How do they win?
I'll put some. Oh, this probably comes out later.
Next week.
Next
Wednesday.
We'll see. That'll have to be very quick. So maybe scratch this out. But yeah, I'm giving away a skin suit.
All right, there you go.
Dirty chamois. I'm giving it away. Unwashed from last stage.
Oh, yuck. Gaviria. Mate,
that would be horrific, though. But someone would buy it.
Mate, have you seen this?
Some Belgian chamois sniffer.
There's that many used pair of bibs on Marketplace. People buy it. There is.
Dude, I can't even give them away. I just can't bring myself to give them away. Nah. As soon as it's like a little bit like fading or like they're looking a bit fucked. Not that I've got skitties in mind, but.
Nah, it's still just
weird. It's just like someone else's chamois.
Yeah.
But as a junior, you take free kit because.
It's expensive.
I don't know. I just always took free kit.
Yeah, that's a bit different. I had a budget forklifts kit actually. I don't know if you remember that.
Iconic, yeah.
Uh-huh.
There were some good riders in that.
Yeah, they have Scotty Sundo.
Bombed race for them.
He did. Giacopo maybe as well. I don't know. Budget.
Yeah, and
it was a short term thing though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it didn't last that long.
Budget, yeah.
Budget Forklers. I was a bit of a hot squad, but yeah.
Yeah. I wondered this year for your season, what's a win for you this year? Like at the end of the year, what are you going to be happy with your development so far?
A win?
You want a win?
It'd be nice to get a win.
Yeah.
Or like a good amount of podiums.
Yeah.
Just fucking have a sniff, mate.
Are you close? You've got to be close, mate. You're close.
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah.
Because you're contesting the finales, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm there or thereabouts. Just got to get a nice run.
Yeah. When's he going to come, mate? Give us the prediction.
It'll happen.
It'll happen.
Don't worry. No stress about it. No point worrying about it. It'll happen.
Have you got?
Hopefully before my contract runs out.
Yeah,
I can get a new one.
Have you got any races this year that are like, if you do well in those races, then you get potentially selected for like a bigger race? Anything like that?
No, I don't. Oh.
Are you pretty set?
I've got like a bunch of one day races in Bowden coming up.
Yeah.
So look, if I win all those, then maybe you go to the Vuelta or something.
Yeah.
But slim chance. It'd be nice to do the Vuelta, but I don't think I'm probably not ready for it, firstly. I haven't got the engine yet.
Yeah.
And it'll come in time.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, for sure. How do you get the engine?
I've got a good. Oh, just race days. Probably doing a grand tour. So I'll probably need to do a grandy and then I'll be good. Good to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can just take time.
Yeah.
Just race days, training. Like every race that you go to, it's probably especially tours, and you just get sorted for a few hours a day. It's got to work somehow. It's got to make you stronger.
You've got the power, mate. You've got the sprint part. That's the big part.
Yeah. Now it's got to build everything around it.
Yeah. But you notice with some other riders, it seems to come quite late. Like the engine part came for Phillipson pretty late. Like he's been sniffing around for ages. Welsford's still building his.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, everyone looks at the young guys now and sees like, oh, Pogacar's like winning the Tour de France at 21. You go, oh shit, like I'm nearly 24. Not even racing the Tour de France. I'm behind. But then you look at some other guys that are a bit older and they come through. Like, how old's Sam Bennett? He's a bit older.
Hey, he's like 20. He's like 30.
Yeah, finally cracked through like a few years ago.
Yeah, I think sprinters are just a bit different.
Some guys. But then you get like other guys that come through really quick and start winning straight off the bat.
I mean, yeah.
Don't ask for names now, but.
Delee's one. Delee's
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Delee.
But he obviously already, he's already got the engine though, because he's winning classics.
Yeah.
That's different. He just has the.
It's frustrating to compare yourself with those sort of guys.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then you're like looking at those guys, like, oh shit. I should be there or thereabouts, and you're not even close.
Just gonna stay in your own lane, mate, you know.
That's it.
Stay in your lane.
Just keep chipping away.
Tie the do-rag up. Eventually. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, Jensen, mate, I've got to go to sleep. Hey, it's 10:15.
Jesus, Chief.
Yeah, that's mighty.
I've actually got to go training.
Oh, okay. All right. Mate, it was good to chat, bro.
Been good.
Yeah, been good. I guess
it
might be dirty warning time again next time I see you.
Mate, we're doing it for sure. I was actually thinking of incorporating the dirty warning into my ride across the WA. Oh. But it doesn't work. I think dirty warning is probably like mid-November.
It is.
Sort of want to go December.
Yeah, but it would have been sweet. If you walked it.
Yeah.
Oh, and final tips for everyone these days is out running, mate. I don't know if you noticed. But as a marathon finisher, what tips can you give our keen runners who listen to the pod?
Well, I went in with the attitude of anyone can do it. It's not that hard. It's fucking hard. Worth training for. But it's not going to be easy. I was actually, when I did it, mind you, no training. I did a 14K and an 8K in the 2 weeks leading up to it. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. I pushed myself hard to get it done.
If you didn't make those video stories, mate, I don't think you would have finished. Yeah. They helped you finish.
No, because, we were like, we won't post until we know we're going to make it.
When did you start posting?
We were so full of confidence. Fucking 12K, and I was like, yeah, post. Boys, we're doing this. and then Pete's like, man, I don't think I'm going to make it. We're sitting there at the 21K, and just sucking on a Slurpee because it's 7-Eleven day.
Yeah.
And we're just like, oh, shit, this is going to be hard. That,
no.
And then, yeah, I had Strava issues with the phone. And so I actually ended up running, yeah, 47K.
That's right. Like the
just
week
to
before.
Get it right on Strava.
The felted at Dirty Warning.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I was fucked with the Dirty Warning. What a week that was. Marathon and Dirty Warning in the same week.
Oh, mate. That's,
anyway, that's some inspiration for you.
That's the Aussie summer.
Yeah, that really sums it up. But,
nice.
Yeah, just running is good. I'm about it. It's easy. It's good. There's run clubs and stuff
Yeah,
to go
it's
and do.
Quick. It's quick.
Yeah, it's super efficient. Definitely when you're traveling.
Mm.
Like, just feel good during the day, but you haven't had to drag a bike around. Just take your runners.
Is Maddie's leg better, by the way?
Oh, gee. Actually, you should do a potty with him because he is so bored.
Really?
Because he just keeps trying to...
pushing
he's it. Just pushing rope a bit, to be honest. He's just trying to get better.
Going too hard.
Trying to finesse the fitness and the injury. And then just one day it'll crack and he's back down to square one again.
We've all been there. We know that's like pushing too hard when you should have.
Yeah.
It's so hard to rest, though.
Now he's come around like 6 months of having this injury. He's a poor bloke. I've kept telling him to go on a holiday.
I sent him a message actually the other day because I was like, I just hadn't seen. I knew what he was, you know. What
he's a myth.
What he was
he's
going.
A genuine myth at the moment. Yeah.
I was like, mate, I hope you're all right. Like,
yeah. He had to go up to Holland to sign on for Liège. Oh, Belgium. To sign on for Liège so the team could start. So he just signed on and went back to the team bus. And then that's also hard because you see the race and you get excited. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm here at a race. Like, and then you sort of sit around all day and then you see them come back on after the race. They're buggered. Be like, yes, I wish I was buggered as well.
Oh, man.
Oh, excellent.
See you, brother.
Been good. Bye, unreal. Man.
Legends, that's another episode of the Press Room Podcast done and dusted. A big thank you to Zwift, a big thank you to Cycleek, the new Fly 6 Pro. Check the links in the description for that product, and of course FE Sports. You need prescription glasses, check out 100% options for that. And guys, I'll see you on the next episode.